More Rules for Life, a special volume for enthusiasts, written and read by Kitty Flanagan.
Leisure and lifestyle. Rule 489. Once a month, hold your yoga pants up to the light. If you can see through them, that means everyone else can too. And when I'm walking behind you and the sunlight hits your thinly veiled ass at a certain angle, dear God, it's like I'm wearing X-ray specs. And while the see-through look may have been charming and innocent in that first picture of Lady Diana outside the preschool, it's just plain confronting when it's out on the streets, jiggling in front of my face. This is not fat-shaming because I don't care how much junk you have in your trunk, as long as it's covered by a generous thread count. Yoga pants should not provide a window to your soul. 490. Keep your mouth closed when applying mascara. That's less of a rule and more of a challenge for the ladies. 491. Don't go on about golf. Seriously, gents, you carry on as if this game is beyond the rest of us mere mortals. You also seem to think your clubs are delicate sentient beings that need special knitted hats to keep their heads warm. I understand that the ball is small, but it's also sitting completely still. In most other sports, the ball moves all over the place, meaning you have to chase it down in order to catch it or hit it. If golf was really such a difficult sport, there wouldn't be so many old people playing it. The only hard thing about golf is finding the time and money you need to play it. 492. It's okay to say you don't like women playing football. Wait, wait, wait. Don't jump on social media and cancel me. Let me finish. It's okay to say you don't like women playing football, provided you don't like men playing football either. Otherwise, keep quiet. 493. Hunting is not a sport. Unless, of course, you're hunting a fellow hunter who also has a gun. Now you've got yourselves a contest. House and garden. 494. Match the size of your television to the size of your room. You actually do yourself a disservice by putting an oversized television in a regular-sized room. If you can't physically sit far enough away from the TV, your eyeballs won't be able to take in the whole screen. You'll find yourself constantly scanning left and right, up and down, in order to see everything that's happening. The exact reason none of us want to sit in the front row at the cinema. So unless you live in a stadium or you're planning to knock through from your living room to the garage to create some distance, there's really no need for a billboard-sized telly. 495. No TVs above the fireplace. It's way too high. You'll do your neck. You want the centre of the screen to be roughly at eye level when you're seated. This means that only Shaquille O'Neal and a few other humans who are over 7 feet tall should be mounting their TVs above the mantelpiece.